Okay, the older Zohar, a woman, she conceives. Okay, we typically translate the word Sazria to mean a woman conceives. And then the Yolada Zohar, she gives birth to a male, the Tom'o Shivas Yamim, she will be contaminated for 7 days, Kimei, just like Nidas Divoisa Titma. Just like the nida, when a woman is in nida for 7 days, Minatira, she's the literal translation of the word nida means a woman, she is set aside, she is pushed away. You know, a nida is very similar to like a mitzora. A mitzora is bada d'yeshev michutz l'machane meshavai. A mitzora is sent out of the machane, he's put in quarantine. A nida is also to a degree put in quarantine, because in the time of the Torah, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they were extremely careful regarding the laws of Tumah v'Tahara, and a woman who is a nida, anything that she touches, anything that she sits on, anything that comes her way becomes contaminated. So a woman who was a nida was pushed away. Even to the degree some said that she had a separate dwelling quarters. During the time when she was in Nida, she was living in a different house, different room. It's not so clear. Divoisa means her flow, the flowing of her blood, titma, she shall be contaminated. So in essence, what the Pasuk here is saying is that a woman who gives birth is just like a Nida. Just like when a woman is a nida, she has a 7 day period of contamination. Likewise, when a woman gives birth, the discharge of the baby that comes out, I'm assuming it comes out with blood, that release from what's in her womb contaminates her, equivalent to when a woman is a nida. Okay, let's see Rashi. Isha ki sazria. A woman conceives. Omar Rabbi Simlai, Kishem she yitzirasa shel Adam Omar, kol behei machayev ve'oif b'masa bereshis. Just like with regard to the creation of man, I'm sorry, achar. Kishem she yitzirasa shel Adam achar, kol behei machayev ve'oif b'masa bereshis. When Adam was created, Adam came last. First, Hashem created all of the animals. Hashem created all the various different creatures, and then Adam was last. Kach, so too in Parshas, in Chumash Vayikra, only after Kach Parsh Torosoi Nisparsha Achar Toras Behem Chaya Vayif. We're first coming to explain the laws of a woman who is a Nida only after we finish explaining the laws of contamination regarding animals. There's a parallel between the creation of man versus animal to the laws of contamination of man versus animal. Ki sazria, what's the expression she conceives? L'rabbi shafil yiladato machui, even if the baby that comes out is machui, machui means it's smashed. It doesn't have the tzura of a human being. She has a miscarriage. And what comes out from her body does not have the form of a human being. It was mahoy, it was damaged, it was crushed, it turned into just a collection of matter that has no resemblance to a human being. Shenimcha, the vlad, the fetus, it dissolved. Venase kein zera, it turned into just a seed. Imoy temeya leida. Nevertheless, the woman is tummy for 7 days. So that's all being derived from these two extra words, because the truth is it was not necessary. All it needed to say was Isha ki yolda zohar. If a woman gives birth to a male child, why is it necessary for her to tell us that she conceived? Of course, how else does the baby come out? It's coming to teach over here the schiddush, even the baby that comes out is completely dissolved. It doesn't matter. Metam to masleida ve'afilu niftach, and even if afilu niftach, let's go to the next page. I'll put on the screen I'll put on the screen the next page very quickly. Afilu, here it is, just 1 second. V'afilu, here it is, the Rashi. Hakever, niftach hakever b'loidam. Even if the kever, now this is a very interesting concept, that the woman's womb, in Chazal's terminology, is called a grave. Okay, the rechev of a woman is called a grave, b'loidam. And like it's basically, Chazal used these expressions as if they're saying that it's techiyas sameisim. What happens in the womb? The person, a person puts into the kever, into the grave, zera. The zera disintegrates, and then 9 months later comes out a baby. When a person leaves this world, you take a body, a human being, you put it into the grave. In the grave, the human being disintegrates, and then a period of time later on comes out of the grave a human being. So the terminology the Chazal have chosen to describe the process of Leida is the same terminology Chazal used to describe in the same terminology Chazal used to describe the woman. Okay, the womb is called a grave, and the zera of the male is called the zera. When it enters into the woman, it disintegrates, but a human being comes out at a period of time later on. Again, it's a parallel to what happens when a person leaves this world. And the more of you is being a drasha that I feel a niftach hakev b'loidam, and that's a chiddush, because when it comes to neither, the pasuk compares a leida, it compares a leida, a birth, to a nida. A nida, by definition, is a woman that has a discharge of blood. So you would think that when a woman gives birth, what is making her tamei for 7 days? If you would not know any halacha, and you would just make an assumption, you would say the reason why the Torah says that when a woman gives birth, she is tamei automatically for 7 days, is because with every single birth, there is going to be a small amount of blood. When a baby comes out of the mother's womb, it comes out full of different liquids, different forms of liquid that the baby has been collected in when the baby was surrounded, when the baby was in the mother's womb. And part of that liquid is dam. So when the woman gives birth, there is a release of blood. And that's why the pasuk says, kimei nidas divaisa titma. But if the woman would give birth to a baby, and the baby would be thoroughly clean, squeaky clean, with no blood whatsoever, and it appears that this does happen, then you can argue that the woman does not need to observe 7 days of tumma. Kamash malan, the Gemara makes a drasha, that even if the woman, as the kever was niftach beloidam, the womb opened up and the baby was discharged without any blood accompanying it, it does not matter. The baby itself is the blood. Then it's a tremendous chiddush. The pasuk is coming to tell you that it's not the blood that makes the woman tameya. It's the baby that makes the woman tameya. Because the baby is the equivalent of blood. In the baby, I guess, every human being has blood in its body. That itself is enough to make the woman, put her into a state of tuma. Now, divaisa, the word divaisa, what does this word mean? L'shon davar hazav migufa. The word divaisa means her flow. It's a flow of blood. And just like a woman, nida has a divaisa, just like a woman who is a nida, there is a flow of blood. Likewise, when this woman discharges a human being, it is equivalent to that flow of blood. And therefore, titma, she becomes tmeya. Then Rashi says, Loshna acher, loshon madle v'choyli. A second interpretation to precisely translate the word divoisa, it means a malady. Okay, madve, I guess madve comes from this, the Latin word malady. Malady, is it related to the word madve? Could very well be. Maybe not, I don't know, but madve v'choyli, it's a word which means an illness. She'ein isha roya dam shloi techle roisha ve'evorecha roisha ve'evorecha kveidin alecha. A woman who sees blood, I'm assuming it means a woman in her natural cycle of a nida. It is impossible. It is a reality. She gets ill, and shloi techle roisha. Her head gets ill. Ve'evorecha. Her limbs are heavy upon her. There's a weakness. And this is a reality in this world. So therefore, never the one, the more positive refers to a nida, kimei, nidas devaisa. Just like a woman who is a nida, who had a discharge of blood, she is in a state of madve, of illness. And thus, the Torah declares that such a woman is tamea. So to a woman who gives birth to a baby, is in such a state, and she is tamea for 7 days. Okay, that's the Rashi. Now let's go back to the previous page. Let me put back on the screen the other page. There's some very beautiful things over here in the Targum that are very worthy to discuss. Here we go back to the previous page. Here we go to Pasuk Aleph. Pasuk Aleph. Let me see. Let me put this back on the screen. Okay. Now, here we go back to the Pasuk. Umalil. Okay, here we go. Malil Hashem Moshe Lememar. Okay, Hashem spoke to Moshe, saying, "Fine, Malel, speak." In B'nei Yisrael Lememar, it is a woman. Arei te'adei. What does that mean? We have to see in a moment. Usalid. Ta'adei, we're going to see soon, does not mean conceive. There's a fundamental difference between Rashi and the Targum. The fact that he translates the word ta'adei, we have to see in a moment what it means. We'll wait a moment. Usalid, she gives birth to a dechar, a male. So what is the law? Usehei, she shall be misoava, tameya. The word misoava means tamei. Shiva yoimin, 7 days. Kiyome, just like. And this is very fascinating. The translation of the word nidas means richuk. The distancing, seovsa. Now, what's ovsa? That's a good word. I don't know what it means. I see what it means. We'll see what it means. What it means in a minute, which means, it means. I think the way. Okay, we'll come to that in a moment. Hopefully, we'll get there. Misava. Okay, so we have now a very fascinating insight, Sylvie, as to what exactly the Targum means in translating this pasuk, which sheds light on a lot of different things. Here we go. Teade. Now, again, everyone that translates the word isha, woman, ki sazria. Now, the word sazri comes from the word zera, a seed. And in the context of the pasuk, what appear means conception. It means a woman has an egg and it comes in contact with the male counterpart of this egg that will fertilize the egg. And now she conceives, she is pregnant, the sperm fertilizes the egg, and a woman now is pregnant. Okay, now that's what it means. Rashi seemed to be bothered. Why bother mentioning the gory details? Just say Isha Kiol de Zacha. Why do you have to have these two words? So Rashi says, you're right, these words over here are indeed superfluous. And the only reason why it's a Ki Sazri was to come to be Marbe, even if she gives birth to an object that's not a human being. She has a miscarriage, or she has a stillborn, and what comes forth from her womb does not even resemble a human being. Even in that instance, the halacha demands that she sit 7 days of tumah. Arashi was disturbed. Let's see the Targum. Targum says the word over here, a different word, which would not translate. Ishari te'adei. What does it mean, te'adei? Targum, tehera, becomes pregnant. Tisabar, okay, tehera, tisab, becomes pregnant. Now, ladas unkelis, let's see. Ein perush tazria kmo shedorshe chazal isha mazras techila ila de zachar ela tazru hum kolosh nakosov zeiru elha satzmiach. What does that mean? Umefaresh, we'll read a few lines and we'll explain everything. Umefaresh tazria shahazera kivar nimsa eitzel isha. The zera is already in the woman's womb, and she Yikabel mimena esakoyach leheroin veleda, and now it accepts the koyach from her, kalman the koyach to become pregnant and to give birth. Kumoisha zera nizra mikabel koyach atzmicha meho adama. V'chein tirgam v'nizra azera by the soita v'sadi ta'adi. Fine. So he's saying over here very chidich. There's a little bit more. It's ayin radal. Radal says sha'adi chayim klita sazera tachila su'ibo v'zenikra heroyim b'mikra v'ayin perish Rashi v'zeh shetirgam tazria tehera. This is Rashi, you know, Shea translates the word Tazria, pregnant. Silak unkelis is kushas hazoyar mitargumoy shehikshu omar biachav yolda zohar v'chikelon shemazras yoledes. Just because she conceives, v'chsiv yolda, hachi miboyle ki sahar v'yolda zohar. Okay, so you see, it's good. You have to read the whole thing over here to finally get to the meat of the issue. There's a problem over here. The problem here is that there is an intermediary step. There is the way at least Rashi, I don't know, you go talk to your OBGYN, tell you all different stages, but the way Rashi understands, the way the Mepharshim understand the process of giving birth, there are three stages. There is the first stage is called conception. And that's where the zera and the beitza meet. And they connect. That's an independent state. That's not yet called pregnancy. Pregnancy happens later on. Just because the zera and the beitza are together and the zera has fertilized the beitza, the woman's body has not yet entered into a state of heroyon. The heroyon of the woman, a woman is affected by her body adapts and begins to care for the embryo is a later state. I mean, I'm sure I can today, I'll give you an example. Today in the modern world, they do the IVF. So what is IVF? There are all different types of IVFs, all different types. But there are many types of IVF where the entire process is done outside the body. They take a beitza from an isha, zera from an ish, in an environment, in a laboratory, and the two are introduced, and they it's fertilized. That fertilization does not need a woman. It does not need an environment. The beitza can be retrieved from the woman, the zera can be retrieved from the man, and the zera can fertilize the beitza to produce, I don't know what the term would be, what it would be called, but it's now been fertilized. This beitza is fertilized.
Fetus.
Sorry?
A fetus.
No, the fetus, I think, is a term you would later call that when it's in the mother's womb. But the fact is that
embryo
also, I think, is more of a term that's used at a later point in time when it's in the mother's womb. When it's in the mother's womb, we call it an embryo, we call it a fetus. But in the laboratory, I don't know what they call it, but in the laboratory, you don't need a woman to be there. You don't need the man to be there. You need to retrieve from the man beforehand the zera, and from the woman to retrieve the beitza. And the laboratory, they are fertilized. And that's it, it's fine. And everything is fine and good. And now they take this fertilized egg and they position it inside a woman to be the host. And sometimes we all know they have surrogate mothers. They don't even necessarily put it back in the original parents, in the original mother. They can put another woman, could be the one that's going to carry this object. So this is a preliminary state of fertilization that is independent, that does not need a human being. If you want to go to the next state of developing this embryo, this zera, this egg, then you need to go and introduce it into a host. I don't know, is there such a thing to modern science today where you can do this without a woman? I never heard of such a thing. I wouldn't be surprised if science is able to replicate a mother and able to somehow develop this in some type of a machine, who knows? I don't know. We never heard of this, right? We never heard of such a thing before. Who's to say that it's not being done secretly? We don't know about it. And who knows what the future will bring? But right now, the first part, certainly, beyond a shadow of a doubt, is not done inside a person. It's done outside, in the laboratory, and then we go to the next state. We bring into an environment for it to grow, to develop, and it needs a host. And that's called heroyoin. And then there was called later. So the problem here is, isha, a woman, ki sazria, something here doesn't make sense. And then the yold zohar. In isha, based upon what we know today, there are three parts. There is the sazria, there is the fertilization, then there is the pregnancy, the heroyon, and then there is the later. You've skipped a step. You have skipped a step. The pasuk is inaccurate. Da'aber el b'neisha lemar isha ki sazria, if she conceives, the yolada zohar. Oh, excuse me, you just skipped a whole step. Where is the pregnancy? Where's the pregnancy? Just because she was sazria doesn't mean that she will be pregnant with this vlad. And it can very well be, I don't know how this works scientifically, it probably can very well be that it probably happened. I'm assuming that in science it happens that a woman is with her husband and she conceives. And for some reason, the body doesn't react. The body does not take the fertilized egg and develop it. It just ignores it. And if it ignores it, it can just die. It dies in such an early state, the woman never even knew that she conceived. Because the body just didn't go and take the fertilized egg and begin to nurture it. There are many different parts of the process. So the problem here is, whoever said this, you're skipping an entire step. Isha ki sazria, she conceives. And then the yolad zohar, who says she has to first get pregnant? There has to be called heroyon before you can get to the state of the later. Why did the pasuk omit the middle step? This question is the question that he presents in the Zohar. V'chikevan shemizras. Where we find over here. So this takes with the kasha of the Zohar. Sheikh Amar Racha v'yol the Zohar. V'chikevan shemizras. You let the Zohar. V'chsev v'yol the. Who says? Who says he's skipping a step? Hachem boyle ki tahar. The pasuk said if a woman gets pregnant, and then the older zohar, later pregnancy leads to birth, and every pregnancy will lead to a birth, because once a woman is pregnant, whatever's inside, whether it's dead or alive, is going to come out no matter what. So then there'll be a yolder, but you skip the middle step. So to answer that question, Rashi now is bending backwards. Rashi doesn't really address this. Rashi says ki sazria. No, Rashi's hiding from this. Unkelis, though, he used the word are te'ade. And the word te'ade means pregnant. The word sazria does not mean conception. It means pregnancy. And in fact, Rashi seems to say the word ki sazria means conception, zera, because Rashi says these two words are superfluous to teach you that if when the baby comes out, the baby looks like zera and does not look like a human being, she's nevertheless tamea. But Rashi, giving us that interpretation, he clearly holds the word ki sazria means zera. L'rabba shafilu yolda mochui shenimcha v'nase ke'ein zera. Still, imoi Tameya later. Targum, I disagree with you. I hold the word im ta'ade means pregnancy, not conception. L'rabba, the das unklus ain't perish tazri kumoy shadar shud chazal isha majras tchikas. And then he goes, and then now what's the problem with the Targum? Because the perish chazal. And chazal say that isha majras tchila yelad zachar ella. He's introducing another point. And he's saying that the word tazria in the Gemara means who is the first one to produce the zera. So I don't know what this means exactly. I'm not so sure science fully comprehends what this means. Obviously a zohar, he is mazras, he ejects zera. But there's also a principle regarding an Isha where her taiva, I don't know what this means. I don't know scientifically what this means. I have to get a real mumche to explain what this means. That when a woman becomes pregnant, equivalent to an ish, there is a clear maisa, which causes an ejection of zera. There is, by an isha, some type of event that causes the her from her side, the her beitza, to move forward in some way or form. I don't know what that means exactly, to also be equivalent in some form to a zocher. Now, and in fact, Chazal say, l'may nafkamina, whichever one was the first, the child will be the other gender. If the Isha is Mazras Tehila, then the child will be a Nekeva. If the Ish is Mazras Tehila, the child will be a Zohar. That's what Chazal is. Now, in the context of Chazal, it's clear as day the word Tazria refers to Zera, does not refer to the later state of pregnancy. So he's coming to take note that the Targum, by translating the word Tazria, the word of Ta'ade, which means pregnancy, is not following what it says in the Gemara. And the Gemara talks about this principle that if a woman, you know why the woman in this case has to have a Zohar? Do you know why she had a Zohar? The older Zohar, because she was Sazria first. So Chazal clearly understood the word Sazria means Zera, conception, not pregnancy. Because the Targum doesn't say that. He says the word Ta'ade, which means pregnancy. Okay, now, then Mufarish Tazria Shazera Shekvanes. What then does it mean? What does it mean pregnancy? It means Tazria Shazera. Shekvar nimsa etzelu isha yikabel mimena conception. It just means that now the zera and the beitz have been introduced, and there is conception. Where now there is a potential for this beitza to be developed inside the womb of the mother. Shekvar nimsa etzelu isha yikabel mimena zakoyach leheron veleda, and you can do this in a laboratory when the two are introduced. Now the zera will have the power through the beitza to develop. Similar, when a seed is put into the earth, before the seed begins to grow, the seed must, there must be a change in the seed where it germinates, where it now begins a process. He brings proofs over here that's what it means over here. Who's he quoting over here? Okay, that's called Ibor. That's called pregnancy. So I said this state where it now receives what it needs is a later state. These are terms. That's Techila so Ibor, Vizinikra Hira Minikra, Vayim Peresh Rashi, Uvizesh Tikim Tazria Tehereh, by the Targum giving us this translation that we said, he takes with a difficulty in Rashi that skips an entire state. Bottom line is, we take away from this Rashi and this Unkelis, there are three stages in birth. There is conception, there is the next step, which is called Heroyon, and there was later. Rashi and the Gemara appeared to translate the word ki sazria to mean conception, and they're skipping the middle step of heroyoin, and they're just jumping to later. Whereas the Targum is telling us that we are not discussing the initial state, that it's not being discussed here in the Pasuk. We are discussing state number 2 and state number 3. It is interesting that it's much more tsunua according to the Targum. According to the Rashi, this is a graphic, R-rated pasuk. You don't want to teach it to children, right? Isha ki sazria, she conceived. She engaged in the act which causes her to become pregnant. That's
why can't you learn it a different way, Rabbi? Why can't you say, like you quoted the Chumash before, that of a woman in conception is first, it'll be a zocher. So the pshat in the pasuk will be, Isha, a woman, if she is the first one, kisasriya.
It's exactly what the Gemara says. Exactly.
Yeah, she'll give birth to a zocher. And then the second part of the pasuk now tells you what is the consequence of the fact that she, Enochanami, conceived first, Sazria, and then she gave birth to Enochanami, because we know what the Chum said, and Tertosha interpreted that she, Dafka, will have a Zohar. And then you would say, Aloha is she's Tame, because they compared it, like Rashi says, to Anita. And how long will her period of Tame be? She was young. Whereas, I don't know what the posting is by Nekeva. Be interesting if they use the same Russian.
Well, that's exactly what you're saying, is exactly what the Ma'atzar is saying, what the Targum is rejecting. Exactly. No. According to the Gemara, it's clear as day. That's what it means. But if that would be the case, then the word is not the right word. Then the word Ki Sazria means a woman was engaged in the act of conception and she was Techila. The problem is, according to that interpretation, the word Tazria means the seed. It means the early state. The fact that the Targum refused to translate the word Tazria to refer to the seed, but refers to pregnancy. So that's exactly what he said. He's coming to reject the Gemara. Those were his words. He's not sorry.
Where does the Targum get that Tazria means pregnancy? Where do you see it?
Te'adei. Umalel Hashem. Back to the pasuk. Malel in B'nai Sholememar. It's a woman. Arei te'adei. The word te'adei means hey royom. Pregnancy.
I know. Where's he getting it from, the Targum?
He's taking it. He's taking it.
You want. Where's the Targum getting?
Here it is.
He's inserting it today.
He's taking it over here from Chen Tirgim v'Nizra Azera, a woman, in the parish of a Sota. It says there the same translation. Wait, let's go further. Rashi himself says v'Zen Nikra Heiroyom Mikra v'Ayin Perish Rashi in Hoshea. Okay. We have to go trace this with Nachamol. Let's find exactly where it says. Yeshaya, he's going through the Ramban, he's going through all these different psukim. Let's read it very carefully. Ta'adei. He's telling us the word ta'adei is not the typical translation of the word. The word ta'adei means tehereh, pregnant. We're not discussing how she got pregnant. That's none of anyone's business. The Torah here is not giving you. He's not giving you over here a play-by-play thing of what happened exactly. That's sonua. Mind your own business. That stay away from. A woman comes to the doctor. She's pregnant. Don't ask how she got pregnant. No one's business. These are private matters. Now, how do you know that? Let's go through it. First, he just says the word tadei off the bat means tehere, pregnant. Tis abar. Then he gives you another word. It means pregnant. Ladas, unkelis, ein perish tazria, it does not mean seed. Kimosh, like exactly what you said, exactly, you was calling your Gemara. Chazal isha, mazras techila, yilad zachar. He disagrees with the Gemara. He's not saying what it says in the Gemara. Ella, tazria, here's with his source. Hu kolosh nakosov, zeirueho satsmiach. Your seeds will blossom. Now over there, the Ramban writes there, Umeforesh, that the word Tazria there in that context, this is what he's saying from the Ramban, does not mean becoming pregnant. It means developing further in the womb. Shahazera Shekivar, this is the Ramban. The Zera that's already there. How'd it get there? No one's business how it got there. That's not none of one's business to know how the Zera got into that location. Stay away from that. The Zera is already there. And now it comes a time when Shazer Shekvar Nimsa Itzalisha, that was already fertilized. Now the body is engaging in acknowledging that there is a fertilized Beitza which needs to be cared for. It needs a host. And now the body, yikabel mimena, this beitza will receive from the woman, es hakoyach, all everything that it needs to blossom into a human being. Es hakoyach leheiroyoin v'leida. Kimo similar shahazera hanizra mekabel koyach tzmicha mehadama. Okay, that's just exactly if you have a seed that has germinated, has already a root is growing, so it germinated. It now needs to be put into the earth. The earth has to be a host to that seed. V'chein tirgum nizra zera by the soita means she'll become pregnant. It doesn't say that a woman is going to go to her husband and they're going to engage in an activity that will make her pregnant. The Torah is not in the business of giving you a graphic description of things that are extremely private. And then he goes to the Radal. The Radal says, I think there is, the Radal says, She'idui, the Radal, idui haimu kalita sa zera, same idea. It means the absorption of the zera. The zen nikra heroyon b'mikra, period. Now, you know, so what he's saying over here is that the word isha ki sazria means if a woman is pregnant and she gives birth to a male, she is tamea for 7 days. Rashi appears to say if a woman engages in an activity with her husband to become pregnant and subsequently gives birth to a baby, to a zohar, then she's tamea for 7 days. The Zohar asks a question on Rashi. According to Rashi, you skipped a step. A woman engages in an activity with her husband to become pregnant. It should then say, and she to conceive, and then she becomes pregnant, and then she gives birth. You skip the middle step. The Targum says, don't skip the middle step, skip the first step. A woman who is pregnant and gives birth. Why would you want to skip the first step? It makes a lot of sense because the Torah goes out of its way never to discuss these type of things. Look, even in the Toichacha, we don't read Iish Acher Yishkavena. We don't say Iish Acher Yishgolena the way it's spelled. We shy away from explicit graphic details of these matters. According to Rashi, we're not shying away from it. Over here, we're actually describing it in detail. According to the Gemara, we certainly are describing it in detail. But according to the Targum, there's a refineness where we're not discussing. We discuss just the fact that the woman happens to be pregnant. Okay, that's the idea. It's a very fascinating idea over here. Machlokes between Rashi and the Targum. All right, we'll stop over here. Okay, everybody, say. Thank you very much for coming. Thank you for coming. And have a wonderful evening. Be well, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good night. Zai Gizem.